This is KLCC News. I'm Ani Katz. Springfield Creamery just celebrated 60 years in business. The maker of Nancy's Probiotic Foods was founded by Sue and Chuck Kesey in 1960. Sue, now the company's CEO, says her husband came by dairy honestly. Chuck and his brother Ken, yes, that Ken Kesey, grew up in creameries. When it was time for college, Chuck enrolled in the dairy sciences program at Oregon State. This is where he learned about an obscure ingredient that's just now having its moment.
Acidophilus culture. The microbiologists and dairy science professors at Oregon State talked a lot about acidophilus that they were using in the veterinary side of things. And they said, you know, this is a wonderful culture. It really should be in our food that we're eating. Chuck took that and toward the end of the 60s were wanting to move into making yogurt. And he said, well, I really want to put this culture in the yogurt because this is good. So that's what we did. And we started it knowing that it was a beneficial bacteria. The words probiotic have come into play in the last 20 years because of the offerings there in probiotics. But we've been doing it from the beginning.
So where does that distinct kind of extra sour flavor come from that's throughout your products? And honestly, like, I can't eat any other cottage cheese now because I like the sour taste.
You're getting the true culture mix of flavors. These are live active cultures that are doing good things for you. The yogurt cultures themselves, the Thermophilus and the Bulgaricus, have a distinct yogurt flavor. But the kick that you're getting is really coming from the Acidophilus, the Bifidum, and the other probiotics. The cottage cheese thing is a really unique flavor that comes from the dressing that we put on the cheese, you know, the creaming mixture.
I'm actually always surprised by how many people don't know this, that Springfield Creamery is owned by the Kesey family, which obviously you're a part of. The Kesey family has very deep roots in the community, thanks in part to the author Ken Kesey, plus your family's connection to the Oregon Country Fair. Do you think this adds kind of like a mythical air to your business?
Oh, I think so. I think that all those wonderful connections are exciting and definitely part of our culture, so to speak. Ken was a dynamic part of our family. The relationship that he had with the counterculture community definitely had a positive impact. We were making products that they were looking for, and when it was known that this creamery was owned by Ken Kesey's brother, so to say, that was an exciting thing. We have always been involved with our community here, and the fair has been one of our favorite things from the beginning. It's part of our history, part of our culture, as we kind of like to say. We use the word culture a lot because that is what we are.
One of the things I love about your branding is that no matter how widespread you guys have become, your logo, it looks like it belongs at the country fair.
If you look at the logo from the beginning and see how it's evolved now, it's changed, but it has remained the same. That's something that we've paid a lot of attention to on keeping that there so that the continuity continues.
Springfield Creamery also has this connection to the Grateful Dead. Can you explain that to me a little bit?
This goes back to Ken as well, in that he and the Grateful Dead knew each other from the Bay Area. We, through him, were able to meet a lot of the band. In early 1970s, just after we launched our yogurt, we were financially not in really great shape. Somebody came up with the idea and said, well, I think you should just ask the Grateful Dead to do a benefit concert. That evolved into the 1972 concert on what is now the Country Fair site and is recorded and now available as Sunshine Daydream. It raised enough money, and the Dead were most generous, that we got over our financial hump there. And that was where that relationship started. And so it goes.
Sue Kesey, CEO of Springfield Creamery, says the relationship between the company, the Grateful Dead, and Jerry Garcia continued for decades. And she says Ken Kesey loved the kefir. I'm Ani Katz, KLCC News.